love running, or maybe you're thinking about starting to run, whether it's for exercise, recreation, or maybe you're getting ready for that local 5 or 10K, join Sean and Jason, two average guys who talk about the sport they love here on the Average Runner Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining me here again on the Average Runner Podcast. My name is Sean, and I have a special guest with me here tonight. Not only do I admire this guy for his great running skills, he's a great runner, but also for his encouragement, his support, his motivation in the running community over on Google Plus. We're going to get into that, but let me introduce Mr. Neil Willis. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you for coming on here with me tonight.
No problem, man. No problem at all. I'm glad to be here.
You know, I wanted you to come on, and we're going to get into this, but as I mentioned, the Google Plus community, for anybody who's not familiar with Google Plus, it's basically Google's version of Facebook. It's been around for a few years, not quite as long as Facebook, but a lot of people don't seem to really know what it is. So we're going to kind of talk about that, get into the running community that is over there and what you actually kind of do over there. You're kind of the, I guess, unofficially pointed leader to some of us over there.
Some of you call me the fearless leader.
Yeah. But before we start talking about the community over there, let's kind of get to know you a little bit. So you are, you're 28, you live in California, right?
Yes, Lake Elsinore, California, which is in Riverside County.
Okay. So why don't you tell us, like, how long have you been running and what actually got you started running?
Okay, I've been actually racing-wise, I've been running for a year and a half, and it's kind of funny because it started April 2014 would be the year I started running, and it's funny because I kind of had like a rookie year of me running, then my sophomore year of running. I kind of break it down. Every April is like a new year, so I'm like in my sophomore year of running and stuff like that. What started me running was a couple year February 2014. One of my coworkers was trying to get everyone to sign up to do a 5K run in Lake Elsinore. It's called the Unity and the Community event. And she was telling me, like, oh, Neil, you should do this. You should do this. You should do this 5K. I was like, man, the last time I did running, it was a punishment. And I was back in high school. I don't want to run. Like, are you kidding me? But at that point in my life, I kind of needed really don't get into too much of the details about it, but I needed something to do. So I was like, you know what? I'll take up the challenge. So I looked online, figured out how to train for a 5K and stuff like that. End up doing the race, and I'll get into those details in a minute. But yeah, that's kind of how I started the running, because of a challenge from a coworker.
Okay. So kind of similar to myself. A challenge is kind of how I got started running as well. I had no desire to go out and run. I've talked about it before. I mean, I would be driving down the street and I would see people running, and really I only looked at them just to make sure that, you know, they were far enough away I wasn't going to hit them with the car or something. I want nothing to do with running until I was kind of challenged in a different way. But so you say you've been running competitively for 2 years. Now, when I found that out, that you were only running for 2 years, now we follow each other on Strava.
Right.
So I see your runs, and you post them on Google Plus. I see your runs. I see your times. I was shocked when you said you'd only been running for 2 years. I mean, you get some really impressive times going.
Yeah. Let me go into those to the history of running. I was talking about. So the first race I did was that Unity and the Community event that I got challenged for. I actually ran when I ran that, it was 22:53 was my time for that. I came second in my age group. I lost to the person who came in first in my age group was 22:51, and he was riding in a stroller with his kid in a stroller, and I didn't know until they did the announcements. It's like, oh, my daddy, he came in first. I was like, oh, your daddy came in first? Yeah. So technically you came in first because he rode you in a stroller, right? Yeah. And he's like, oh, how old's your daddy? 28. And I'm sitting there like, you mean I lost to a dude in a stroller? I felt bad, but I kind of felt bad because of that. But that was my first time running, so that actually kind of sparked a plug for me.
Right.
So after that, I did the Damian Thomason 5K 3 months later, and then I got a 19:41 as my time. So it's 5K, still 3 minutes difference. So by that point, I knew that maybe I'm on to something here. Maybe I'm doing something right.
Well, let me interrupt you for a second. So
go ahead.
This is your, I mean, your first race, 22:50. That's pretty crazy for your first race, not really being a runner. And then you got 19. So how long did you have to train before your first race? And did you just go out and start running, or did you try like a couch to 5K type thing, or?
I just went out and started running when I did get challenged in February for a month. I just went out and started running. When it got closer and closer to the event, I actually started looking more into detail on how to do it. I didn't do a couch to 5K program or anything like that. I just started running 3 miles. That's all I did. I just tried to get up to the base just to run 3 miles.
Right.
Then when I got to the 3 miles, I just tried to increase my speed at that point. I'm going to say pretty much was the adrenaline of the race that kind of got me to that time, because all the times I was doing towards that point, I was like at 27, 28 minutes. So I shocked myself.
Right. Would you consider yourself then more, you run for recreation, but you run more for the races?
I think now it's for the races. Back then it wasn't. When I first started, it was more recreational, but now it's for the races. I pretty much consider myself an age group runner at this point.
Right. I mean, you do a lot of track work. I see that's something that I don't do at all.
Yeah, the track workouts, I'm starting to get there. I'm starting to get to that point. I know I do my dirt track runs, but that is just a little run. I like doing it in that area because I can also get my strength training going on there, because there's like pull-up bars and stuff, do push-ups. Okay. They got a soccer field over there, so you could do your strides, your sprints and stuff like that. You could do a whole bunch of stuff at that dirt track. So I really do it for the runs. I do a track workout. I'm starting to pick up on it more, but I was rarely doing it at that time. I just went to the dirt track because it covers all my needs as a runner.
Right. Okay. I was giving you a lot of kudos in my mind every time I'd see that. I'm like, man, that guy is dedicated to go to track. I cannot. I mean, there's a couple tracks near me, and I can't get myself to do it. The speed work I do is really just like I try to do more of like a easy, hard type of day, week where I alternate. And on those hard days, usually like a Tuesday or Thursday, is when I try to do either just run harder and faster, or maybe do like some fartleks or kind of like a shortened tempo, because I'm running before work, so I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
So usually like a warm-up mile, and then just go all out, and then kind of a cool down half mile or something. But I can't do the track, man, and I think I could really benefit from it, but I just can't bring myself.
The thing with track workouts, it's more of a mental challenge to run that fast. It's physical, but it's that mental willpower too, because you're pretty much running tired.
Right.
Like after your first two, the first two times you'll go and you'll do your 400s or your 800s, like, okay, I got this. Yeah. Then when you come to the third time, it's like, I should probably stop here. You know, I don't think I can go. But if you could just get that willpower to your mind and go and... Because when you first start off track, you don't want to start off too fast anyway.
Right.
Because you're not used to doing that speed. So you just want to get a comfortable place going. People say that usually your 5K pace and to go out there and run it. But how I started off with mine is I'll do the 200s into the 400s, then work my way up until you get to the miles and stuff like that.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, like you said, it's a mental – a lot of running, I think, is mental. I mean, obviously mm-hmm. it's physical. You're doing a physical act, but there's a lot of mental games that come in with running when you're out there on those days where it's a little tougher. Maybe, I mean, we've all been posting about this humidity this summer. It's been horrible,
yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's kind of tough, but you get that mental thing going where you're like, man, I should just cut this one a little bit short. And so there's a toughness that way. I think that mm-hmm. as a runner, you have to have. So I could see that, you know, going towards the track as well. My thing is just, yeah, I just don't want to drive to it and do it. I'd rather just go out and run. But I mean, I'm a little older. I'm going to be 41 this month. So, I mean, I do like trying to work and get faster, and I have got faster. This year's been really good for me. But I guess for me, it's more just enjoying being out there. And what little speed work I do, it's been paying off. So I guess I guess it's just an excuse. I'm happy with it.
No, but that's the main reason. That's the main reason as runners, you want to go out there and you want to enjoy it. That's the whole reason to run. Everyone should be out there enjoying their runs, no matter what they're doing. If you're not as fast as a Usain Bolt, or you're as slow as probably a 90-year-old going out there, it doesn't matter. You're supposed to be out there enjoying those runs. And whatever time you could fit in to run, it's better than sitting on the couch or not doing it at all. So don't sell your short over that. Not at all.
Yeah, you know, and I'll say that to people too. Like, don't compare yourself to other people. Run your own run, and just because, like you said, you're always faster than that person that's not running, that's sitting mm-hmm. on the couch or whatever they're doing. I mean, even if you want to go out and whether you're using a training plan or you just want to do 6 miles today, and maybe you only get four in, you know, don't beat yourself up for it. It's 4 miles more than you would have got if you didn't go out the door. So
exactly. You're running your own race. You're doing it for you. Whatever goal that you have in mind, that's who you should be pleasing, yourself. You're not going to beat everyone out there. You don't know. I know when one of the advice I've been taught competitive running wise is run your own race, because you never know who's going to show up. Meb could show up at the race and bam, you think I'm going to beat Meb? No. So you never know who's going to show up the race, but you're doing it for yourself. You're supposed to run the race for yourself. Try to set the PR for yourself. That's what you're trying to do.
Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So why don't we get into the Google Plus community over there, the running community. We talked a little bit earlier. I didn't know that the actual running community over there, it was started by Runner's World.
Yes, Runner's World magazine, yes.
But so you started it's called the G Plus Fun Runs, correct?
Absolutely.
So that's your community that you've started, but there's a lot of people from the running community that are in that group.
Yes.
So, go ahead.
Oh, so I was going to get into how I started it up.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
The main reason for me starting it up, what I initially started it up for, was for the World Relay Run that was on the August the 8th. I wanted to make a page where people can go on there and post their pictures and their runs and talk about it. But actually looking at the Runner's World running community in general, I was sitting back and I was thinking, you know, there's something missing from this community. I mean, there's positive people on here, but I feel like there's something more we could do. Like we were talking about earlier about the runs. The runs should be fun. I feel like it's not. Like, the fun aspect is missing. I feel like I can bring that fun into the community. So that's how the G-Run Fun Runs came to be what it is right now, because I feel like I could add that fun into the community and show all these people, like, hey, you know, this running's supposed to be fun. We're supposed to be enjoying these runs. And let me help you enjoy those runs. Let me help your runs be that much easier and that much fun for you to be out there running. And that was... that's the reason on how that came to be what it is right now.
And you've totally achieved that. And I think everyone appreciates that. I mean, people are active in the actual running group, but like I was saying earlier, you know, you're kind of the leader. You have these challenges that you start on the Fun Run, whether it's a weekly challenge, the monthly challenges. Mm-hmm. I think they push people, but in a good way. Mm-hmm. For me, for instance, I mean, you did, I think in what was it? July was 100 miles. So mm-hmm. that was the challenge for the month. You run 100 miles and everyone would just go on there every day. And the way it helped me was those days where I didn't want to get out maybe and run. Because even though I love running, I absolutely love it. There's still those days I don't want to go. I don't want to, you know, for whatever reason, I'm tired or I got this going on. I'm going to skip today. It's an easy day. So that's the day I can skip. And
absolutely. Life happens. Life happens.
Right.
Life's a huge factor if you not want to go out there and run it. I totally understand that.
And the thing is, it happens for everybody. And you'll see somebody post on there, you know, the heat is awful today, but I got out there and added, you know, 3 miles towards my, you know, hashtag 100 for July. And I look at that and say, you know what? I got to get out there and do it. And so it's not a matter of like homework where you have to do it. It's just, it's motivating to see that, yeah, there's other people that don't, and it's not that none of us want to run, but I'm just saying that kind of helps with that challenge. Or you're just trying to, like August was 110 miles. You upped it at August 1st. You're like, okay, you know, we hit our goals, new challenge. Let's mm-hmm. add 10 more to it. And that was the goal for August. And, it helped me cause it got me wanting to get those miles in. And, just all the challenges. I mean, why don't you talk about some of like maybe the weekly challenges that you have out?
Oh yeah. So, and how I come up with those challenges, some are easier than others. There's weeks I'm sitting there Sunday, like, what am I going to do for a challenge? And then where I get some of my motivation from, I'll look at people's posts and, you know what? That sounds good. Like the mile, when I did the 1 mile challenge, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? Most people don't know what their mile run is. Like, most people don't know what they can do in a mile, how fast they can really run a mile. These people talking about, you know, I'm so slow, I'm so slow. You know what? Run a mile. You might surprise yourself on how fast you might think you really are. Because people are worried about the distance. And, you know, the further you go in distance, yeah, the slower you're going to be because you have to save that energy to run to complete those miles. But if you're only doing 1 mile and you're putting everything on your heart out there for that 1 mile, you'll surprise yourself how fast you're going.
So yeah, because most of us don't do that. We don't go out there for just 1 mile. We're going out for a couple miles or whatever. And I got to be honest with you, Neil. I was hating you when I saw that post because I was like, oh, man, I know how hard that mile hurts because I did it like a year ago for myself. And so I was like, oh, man. And I kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally, I went out. And you're right. I mean, I came in way faster than I anticipated coming in. So I think a lot of people were surprised with that. Yeah. And it was a great challenge because you got to just lay it all out.
Yeah. And to see the times that people were posting on there when they did that 1 mile challenge, like, wow. I think most people were surprised. And you know, that's the goal. That's the goal I try to do with the challenges. The end result, if the person's happy, like, man, I can't believe I just did that challenge. I surprised myself. The goal is, you want to go out there and do something. Excuse me. You want to go out there and challenge yourself because you don't know what you're capable of doing until you do it.
Right.
And that's what I try to achieve out of all these challenges.
Yeah, and like I said, I think with the G Plus Fun Runs, I think you really have. You got people that were in a group. Posting our runs and interacting over there, but I think you've made it more of a tight-knit thing. Obviously, it's a little bit smaller than the running itself community over there, mm-hmm. but it's growing and people. I think you know, we're learning each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're becoming, you know, friends over there, and we're all sharing it. And it's not like you and I were talking before the show where, you know, you talk to somebody at the water cooler at work, they ask you, oh, how is your race going? And you know, you start talking to them and you can see them just getting glazed over, like, okay, I just want to know how it went. Like a simple, oh, it was good. But as runners, we're like, no, it was this, and you know, I hit this PR and this and that. So we have this group of people that we all love that. We you know, we feed off of all that so we can share it and not feel like we're boring people with it.
Exactly. That's what I always want someone to talk to when it comes down to my runs. Because like you said, you'll sit at the work, how's the run? It was this, and this. It's like, I just want to know how it went. Where I'm sitting there talking about, you know, mile two, I was neck and neck with this dude right here, and then he tried to cut me off right here, and we were kind of pacing with each other. We were going around like a 7:55, 7:58 pace. You know, we're just feeding off each other. We're running for like 8 miles between one another. He ain't having snacks, so I'm sitting there, I'm handing off my my stinger to him, and he's over here sharing his water with me and stuff like that, just helping each other out, trying to get through the race because at that point it was hot. You know, I'm trying to talk like that. You're going to ask me how a run go, you're going to get detailed by it. You're going to get step-by-step analysis of what happened. That's what I want to talk about. Not like, oh, it went great.
And that's what we can do over there in the community.
It's funny because I was watching I don't know if you're into fantasy football or watch any other football commercials, but they have some on NFL Network where they do these commercials on fantasy football. It's like, you know, when you're not talking about fantasy football, what do people talk about? And one of the guys like, so how's your cat? It's good. How's your cat? I don't have a cat. it's just stuff like that. That's how I feel like I'm talking to when I'm not talking about running. That's like what I got. Like, right. Yeah. Weather's nice. Yeah, sure is. You know, you stop me from talking about running. That's pretty much what you're gonna get.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's good. We have found an outlet. You have created more of an outlet for that. Another thing you got over there, you have the Friday Funtastic Runner. So you want to kind of just explain what that is?
The Friday Funtastic Runner, this is actually my favorite part of the community. What it does is it's actually showing runners in a good spotlight, what they're actually doing and actually being a knowledge for what they do. All the runners that have been on there so far have been amazing, not only in running but in life in general, showing positivity to other people, posting, encouraging people to go further, and even the stuff that they're doing on their own, they're pushing themselves and they keep trying, and they're considered like role models for the community. I mean, each right. one of the people that have been on there, the many of things that they get and their appreciation for what they have done has been through the roof. The love on there has just been amazing.
Yeah. It's nice to see the write-ups that you have. It's not just simple, oh, here's the fantastic runner for the week. It's a nice little write-up about the person and their accomplishments and stuff like that. So those are nice to see on Friday. As a matter of fact, I'll be looking tomorrow to see who's on there.
Yeah, well, doing those write-ups, that's probably the hardest part, all the write-ups. Because yeah. some people I get a feel like, okay, I feel off, oh, like Kansas, like, okay, we've been calling a Pink Ranger forever. Okay, I could work something off that, bam, bam, bam. You know, Adam, he's considered like a legend in the community. Okay, I could do something off that. Others like, oh, great, how am I going to do this, how am I going to do this? And then I'll think of something, okay, bam, and I'll just get going with it. So
yeah, Adam, fun. Man, that guy is... he's an animal. He's always posting great stuff, man.
Man, he's amazing. He's one of my role models. That's for sure. That's for sure. That mile time that he put up of 5:14, tried to go out there and beat it. I couldn't even come close to that.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I think I posted mine maybe 10 minutes before him. And what was he? 5:14? I think I was like 5:53.
Yeah, yes, yours was really good, too. Yours was really good.
I was like, yeah, I'm bad. And then, boom, there's Adam. I'm like, oh, man. But
way to steal the show, Adam.
Yeah, that was awesome. So there's his little shout-out. But, yeah, definitely look forward to those, and I'll be looking forward to that one. And one of the weekly challenges that I want to talk about, because it was awesome. I got injured. I talked about it in the last episode. I had like an Achilles pull or something.
Oh, and, the week hair run. Yes.
Talk about that. That was awesome.
No, I wanted to do. Well, actually, when I was looking at the post, it felt like post after post after post. Oh, I hurt my knee. Hurt my leg. I'm gonna be out. I was like, man, that sucks. Like that feeling of not running sucks. So, you know what? We should do something for the people that are injured because it sucks not to run. And that's how I came up with the We Care Run. I did the miles kind of short because I didn't figure too many people would actually contribute to it.
Right.
But literally on the second day out the week, we beat that 300-mile challenge. I was like, oh, wow. Actually, the total for that was like 815.
Yeah, that was
for the
nice.
Week. It was really amazing. And there's still a couple of people on there that's still posting towards that. And
yeah, I saw one today.
Yeah, Shane. Shane posted a couple. I forget the other one. But yeah, that idea and how that came out and how it all formed, that was truly awesome. That touched my heart right there, how that worked. That truly touched my heart.
It was great because, it was you would have your run, and basically how it would work too is you're really just hashtagging your post. So you would just hashtag We Care Run, and then that way Neil could add it up and people could just search it and see everybody was running, and it was really just whatever you went out and ran that day, you just dedicated to people that were on the injured reserve list. And I was on that, and it was nice, man, to see that. It was just like, and then some people, it wasn't funny, but it was like they would apologize like, oh man, I could only get this much in. And it's like, don't apologize. That's awesome. You know,
that you're, yeah, no, that's that true. In. It's truly amazing because that's one thing I do like about the community. It was like on the Runner's World, we're just like associates. On here, it's like we're family. This is like a second family on here, and
yeah, that's what I was really saying. Touching. I mean, you're starting
when people are sorry for not posting runs like that, that shows that they truly care. They care about the family. Like they want to see other people succeed, and that's been a blessing in disguise right there for that.
Well, you know, and that's the nice thing about the community as well is if let's say you have a bad day, you have a bad run, oh, my legs are feeling heavy, you know, everybody there is encouraging, you know, great run anyway, supportive. Or if you have a question or something, people give their opinions on things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I said, it's a smaller, I guess you could maybe call it kind of like a sub community of the runner one, but yeah. it's more interactive, where I think and it's nothing wrong with the actual running community. I mean, we're both part of that.
Yeah. Nothing at all.
That's how we all met. But, like you said, it's more tight knit. We're all starting to kind of know when everyone runs. We know who's in the dawn patrol and who's in the dusk patrol and
exactly.
You know, who's going to post this one. So it's a lot of fun. As far as that goes, one last thing about that with the goals. I know you're kind of thinking about changing some things up to make it more, because we all are runners, but we're all different levels, and you know, you're trying to kind of maybe make it so it's a little, so the goals have different tiers. Maybe is that a good way to kind of explain it, so that everybody kind of hit up?
Yeah, let me explain my month goal tiers that I have. I know I got some slack from the community for having too many, because when you add that in the weekly challenges, some people think it's too much. But the idea behind it was not with the mile goals. There's people out there who are running, like Sal, who's running 200 miles in a month. So if I do 100 for August mile goal, he can give his miles to someone else and they can complete that goal without doing nothing.
Right.
So the reason for the tiers was, okay, let's say I can't run 150 miles, but I could do the 100. Like, I know my base set where I'm at in my running, I could do 100. You still are reaching a goal, even though you're not at that high level in your running yet. And that's the same thing for people with elevation, that like Todd and Faisu, who go out there and really run like 1,000, 2,000 elevation in a run. Like, for them, that's easy. But for someone like me, who don't have much elevation and stuff, getting to 1,000, that's an accomplishment for me right there.
Right.
So the reason for the tiers was so everyone, like, if you want to do a challenge, there's something there for everybody.
Yeah, and so it kind of levels the playing field for everyone. I mean, you get different tiers, but you can feel like if you're not at the same level as someone else, you can still compete in that.
Yeah, you can still do the challenge, but, and still get credit for it, and still feel good for going and doing something.
Right. And that's the thing, too. It's not the goals. It's not a competitive thing over there. Everyone's real cool. I mean, that's what we're here for, to sing the praises of that community, because mm-hmm. it is. It's just a good place to go if you want to talk about running and you know, have encouragement and encourage other people when they're down, or you know, praise them when they have good runs. It's definitely just it's just a good place to be.
Yeah, if you need a motivation, that is an amazing place to go to. If you have a great run, you will hear about it. Oh, congratulations, great run, nice splits. They'll find something positive in your run. If you have a bad run, they'll find something positive in your run. Like, you know, oh, you may have a crappy run, but look, you did 4 miles here. You may not have done 5, but you have done 4. And that's good right there. Like, that's more than I done today. I was sitting on, it was rest day for me today. So you did more than I did. So congratulations to that. Or I'm hurt. This might, you feel better soon. I hope you feel well soon. You know, ice it, you know, do the rice, rest, ice, compression, you know, sit there, get the rest that you need and get out there soon. We hope to see you out there soon. You get encouragement all on all platforms, no matter you good, bad, medium. If you think it's bad, if you're having a bad day, you post something on it like, I'm not feeling good or whatever, I don't think I could do this, get your butt out there and run, you could do this. It's amazing.
Yeah,
if you really need a good swift kick in the butt, go there.
And you'll see some good pictures too of just all over the country and in the world. We got a guy, Andre Wright from New Zealand, I believe.
Yes.
So you're seeing cool pictures of where everyone runs, they've cool trails and just rivers. It's just a lot of, that's encouraged to kind of like share where you run over there as well. So I know I've posted my share of from long runs and stuff. I always like, this will be a good picture to post over on G+. So it's
with those pictures, it feels like you're going, like you just took a trip around the world with the pictures they post on there. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to kind of wrap it up. Neil, you have anything you want to plug? Any where people can find you other than Google Plus or anything, man?
I know we're kind of running along here. Google Plus is my main home of business. You could definitely find me there. Add me on there. If you post runs and stuff like that, I would definitely add you back. Starva is another place to find me there. And that's about it. Not really on any other... I do have a Twitter account, but I barely go on there. Same with Facebook. So you may find me on there, but I won't be as active as much as I am on Starva and Google Plus. So definitely those two for sure.
Good old Strava. I love that application. We're actually going to I have another guest coming on soon, and we're going to just talk about some of the different running applications because there's just so many applications out there for running and however you want to record your runs. And I love Strava. I just think the layout's cool.
I love it.
And it's kind of, it seems like the Facebook /Google+ of running apps as far as, it's not as interactive, but it's definitely more social than I think like a Runkeeper or something. And Runkeeper's just gone down the hill, I think. that app's dying for me, but, anyways, well, Neil, thank you. Thanks for coming on here, sharing your history of running and kind of explaining what's going on over at Google Plus. Cause I know it's kind of hard to tell people what they think, another social network. But trust us, if you're looking for somewhere to interact with other runners, it's definitely a good place. Everyone's welcome, and it's just cool.
Yeah, we accept you with open arms. It's very, very positive community. Like I said, if you need that motivation, definitely check out the fun runs. Check it out.
Yeah.
Like, I can't speak for myself. It's the members. Like, I know I just put the challenges and stuff together, but it's the members in that community that makes the community go. It's not me. I can't take the credit for it. It's everyone on there with their positive feedback and just kind words and stuff like that makes that community go. So definitely a shout out to all the members on there. I can't take the credit myself.
Well, you should take a lot because you get a lot of it going, but you're right. It's very interactive. So it is good to the people that we have on there. So that's pretty much going to wrap up this episode. As usual, if you want to get a hold of us, you can send us email. You can send it to theaveragerunnerpodcast@gmail.com. We have a voicemail that they'll be in the show notes. You can call that number anytime if you want to leave us a voicemail, give us some feedback. All the other social things. I'm on Strava. You can follow me on Strava as well as Jason and Neil. And if you don't mind, if you're on iTunes, you want to leave us a review, I would completely, totally appreciate that. Just helps other people that are looking for some running podcasts helps them find our show. So, Neil, thanks again for coming on, and thank you
for having me.
Yeah, it was great, man. I totally appreciate it. Anytime. And thanks to everyone who's downloaded and subscribed to the podcast listening. We really appreciate it. And until next time, thanks for listening.